Okay, good morning.
Fine, so we're on to Simon Reish Chaf Beis. Al Shmos Shehein, Toi Vois Lo Levada Baruch Shechiyano. Something where he is a good Shmua, he should say Shechiyano. Im Hein Toi Vois Lo Lacherim, Baruch HaTova Meiti. We'll get into the problem soon. When you could say Shechiyano and Tova Meiti. Al Shmos Rose Baruch Baruch HaTova Hashem Lekin HaMelech HaOlam Dayan HaMes. The Lamai says is that we don't, the minig is not to say Dayan HaMes B'Shem HaMalchus, unless someone's karov, like relative, a close relative, father, brother, things like that, or nifter. But otherwise, people just say Baruch Dayan HaMes, you don't say, even if it's not here, unless or some people say B'Shem for, a gadol or something, Baruch HaPanim for, the regular Shmuel Ra, the case in the Gemara is his boat sinks. I mean, his finances all got lost, things were stolen. Just you say Baruch Dynamis. Chayv Adam Levarach Al Hara Bedas Shleima V'Nefesh Chafetz. And when he does make a bracha Al Hara, he is to do it Bedas Shleima V'Nefesh Chafetz, that with clear mind and with ratzon kederech shemavarch v'simcha ala toiv. In the same way, you make a bracha on simcha after the same thing on ra. Ki hara ala oivdei Hashem he simchas v'tovasan. Person has to take a minute to think. Person has to be makir that if something bad happens to him, then forget. He gets a kapara. He gets this. It's a simcha. Since he's been makabel me'avos, it is a simcha. Nimzah shebekabalos ra'azu, he oyved as Hashem. Rabbi makabel saying Baruch Ata Hashem me'odayin ha'emes, he's been oyved Hashem with that. She is simcha. The fact that he is being oyved Hashem with being makabel the surim be'ava, that's the simcha of doing a mitzvah. And as the Gemara in Pesachim says that, in Losi Lavo, right now in Olam Hazeh, we say Tova Meitiv and we say Shachiyana, whatever, and we say Dayan HaEmes, because even though Dayan HaEmes, I guess it's a simcha and there's whatever, but still, so it's din. We have to bekabel it. Losi Lavo, he says Hashem Echad Shmoi Echad. Well, we're going to understand that it was all good. We will actually see it, and then the Shem Hashem won't be. Everything will be a Tova Meitiv. A person should say a tova meitiv even though something bad. Let's say he got a big windfall or something, and he's the taxes are going to come and take most of it away. But right now you got a big windfall. You worry about the future then. His field got flooded. Right now it's ra. Or for example, someone's business burns down and he knows he's going to get a nice amount of money from insurance, but right now his business is burning down. Should say Baruch Dynamis. Maybe when he gets the money, fine. I'll put him, but that's that he has to look at the here and now.
Okay. I think I just want to quickly point out that for most people, these are very difficult levels to completely achieve.
Right. So just saying. This is a thing to strive towards. Right.
It's very, very, very difficult.
And it could be the person has to say Baruch Hashem on the second. Something he has to think about. And could be that's saying the bracha will help a person get over it a little step. Obviously we're not on the. That's what the Gemara says. We're not Olam Hazav. We say Dayan HaEmes. It's not Tova Meitiv. Tova Meitiv is a much higher madrega. You have called the Machon Ovid, the Tova Ovid, and you have people on that madrega. But we still say Dayan HaEmes. We still just you makir that it's bad. It's just we have to makabel it, and that's a simcha, the fact that we're going to makabel it and try to move on.
So on the business burning down, when he sees his business burning down, he says,
He says dying MS, and then when he gets the money.
Oh, yeah, that could be. If he gets a. Well, it depends. And the money, if it's just to cover his business, so, you know, he wouldn't make. But if he gets a. Sometimes people get a lot of money for their insurance, that could be an extra windfall. So then he would make a Tova Meiti. But the passage is, the case with the Sada, he didn't make a Tova Meiti. It was bad. I would just give you an example. But Al Kopan, if he's going to get, you know, right now it's bad, even though he might get insurance money, but we don't look at that, you know.
The fact that it's in Shulchan Aruch means that the halakha has confidence in us that the average Jew
100%
such a level.
100%. I'll just jump in just to help people not beat themselves up. When Tisha Kavanin, the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes in Kavanin, we live in a world that's very, very different. So I just don't want anyone in the Chas V'Shalom to get depressed that if they're trying to do this...
Right, trying.
That's it.
Just
try for one.
You're
in Hashem, you'll
get there. A person, wife gives birth to a boy, he says, Atav HaMeiti, V'gam, he tzricha levarach kein. She also has to say the bracha. His wife is nifter during Leda. He only says Shechianu. Because Tova Meitiv means that it's good for him and good for his wife. But if Chas V'Shalom, like, you know, Yaakov Avinu would have made Shechianu, not Tova Meitiv.
Yeah.
What if
he's getting a big fat insurance policy on the wife?
Whatever. That's Yerusha. We're going to get to that. I'll read it in a second. Because his wife doesn't. It's between him and his wife. The Hatova Meitiv is good for him, good for his wife and a kid. But if she was nifter, then it's only good for him. Meaning he only has
the child.
He has a child.
I have this minhag. Okay, whenever I reach certain milestones in my life, like when my Bechor was born, right before his breast, I got like a new tie, new socks, a new shirt. I make a shafiyah.
Yes, so we're gonna get to the clothing in a minute. Clothing's coming up. We'll get to that. Sometimes a kapater, whatever. V'chein imeis av kodem shalitazo, or that the father, Chas V'Shalom, was nifter, he mevarech shechiyanu. Chayinir ali liyashe v'arash v'arash v'yesh akasu shenogu l'hachu v'arach hazu, she'en achob v'ala v'shus. This saying shechiyanu, saying all these things is only v'shus, it's not a chiyuv. V'zed nispasha shirami mekilim v'elu v'arachu, so this, the hara of the Ramah, is that, you know, all these things are rishos. You don't have to go ahead and, you know, if you didn't make it, or, you know, over in Avera, it's kedai to make these things, but if you missed it, you missed it. It's a schus. and they say with a daughter, so then you make a shechianu, because he was, Shavur says that he was Makaimus peer review with it. Say a Zachar has more mitzvahs, so it's a better thing. But Al Kopanim, you know, it's a little unclear. It's like the story. There's a joke about the father, the Israeli, that they in the hospital room they come and they tell him, oh, Baruch Hashem, you had a girl. And he's like, what, ma? And he starts screaming, ma, Ritziti Ben, ma, no. So then the nurse comes out a few minutes later, and says, sorry, we made a mistake, it's a boy. He says, ah, Tire Poba Aretz, Im Lo Tzorkim, Lo Makablim. So, same type of idea. It's a daughter. Mace Avi Favarech Dayan Ha'emes. The father's nifter, you say Diana Emes, Hayelo Mamon, Sheyarshu, but if he gets a Yerusha from it, Imeno Achim, Mevarach Kamchin Shechianu, then he says Shechianu. But he says both, because if he knows that, I mean, obviously if there's going to be a will and there's going to be divisions, and I don't know what, could be he has to wait until then, but if he knows he's the only Yorish, and there's no wills, anything, then he just says Shechianu also immediately. And Yeshlo Achim, Then he said tova meitiv. The Rav Shaim baruch tova meitiv. Ela in ken yesh lo shutvus the oitz tov. You only say tova meitiv when you have a shutvus in something. Is doesn't you know sides with wine, but that's also that you're both drinking. Tova meitiv is only if it's together. Like I said, but if there's going to be a machlekes and there's going to be this with a will and Yerusha and stuff or whatever, so it could be he shouldn't make, you know, it's only because he knows it's clear he's the Yorish, the Yerusha is very clear. But once it starts with the others, the sister, and they're going to divide it up and there's going to be machlekes, could be he should wait till he actually gets the money. Because that's not a simple, to be honest. You know, all the fighting and stuff. Because also it's not clear. Here it's clear. He's getting the money. He's Yorish everything right then. It's simple. Bana bayis chadash ukana kelim chadashim. If he builds a new house or he buys new things, clothing or appliances, something like that. Afilo haya lo kiyotze be'elu tchila. Even if he had these things before, ukana he has a car, he buys a second car. Ukana v'chazav ukana evarach al kol pam shechianu. Every time you buy, even if you have a car, you buy a second car. Make shechianu. Lav dafa or a second suit. Lav dafa chadashim. Moving the yeshan, he doesn't have to be he bought a new car. Even he bought an old one. Imheim chadashim loves v'shalah hayu elu l'shalah meyolam. If he didn't have a car before, so even if it's an old old jalopy, whatever. So and he never had a car before, so he would make a shechianu. V'lo amru chadashim elu lafuke imachra mechazor knan. If he went ahead and he sold it and he bought it back and it wasn't used, then he doesn't have so much simcha. So therefore, but if it's mamash hasn't been used, he can still have simcha, but he doesn't. He doesn't necessarily get such a simcha because he bought it before, whatever.
The same item.
Same item, right.
Right. The same thing.
Yeah, the same thing. Not the same model. The same actual
Right. Thing. The ration says Okana because of the Okana, that means the additional.
Right. When a person buys it, he should make a bracha. In a bracha, only the simcha saleh. The bracha is only for his simcha. Shuv sameach v'kinyasan. He's happy to buy it. Yushel bisham uvarach malvi shirumim. We're talking about a suit or a dress, a Shabbos dress. And they should make malvi shirumim when they make the bracha. Some say that Mishavura says that's a foisa shechianu, but they say that if you have mine and the person didn't do it, he has mine, and then the next morning or whatever, he should have a mine in Malbin Sharumin on the clothing as well. Or he can be pater it that way.
Shabbos suits?
We're gonna see what it's for. Shabbos suits, pashas. Yeah, we're gonna see in a minute. Kana kelim shemishtam shevehem hu ubeime. So he buys kelim, which everyone uses. So the thing is, they only make a bracha on things which are like you wouldn't make a bracha on a blender. You know, everyone enjoys having a fancy blender. You get a Ninja or anything. You wouldn't make a bracha on that. Something like a car, a fridge, maybe something which it's nice to have something something new and something whatever, a small appliance. You wouldn't make a bracha on.
You're talking in the context of our affluence.
Yes, right? Yes.
You have somebody who's.
We're going to get to that, but only we're going to get to those things in a second. But al kopani, but if it's that's what I say nowadays, it's only something which actually gives you simcha when it says kelim. The Rebbe talks about svarim that you don't make a bracha if you buy svarim, even if you're very happy to get this set or whatever, because it's mitzvah v'hennes new. So even so svarim you don't make a shechianu or tova meitivan. And if someone gives you a big matana, whatever, so then also you can say tova meitiv. As Mishmar explained, even if he's an ani, so then it's both, because the tova gets stuck. Even if he's an asher, that he also gets a mitzvah of chesed or whatever. But Shemur says that there are those who are cholik. Therefore, it could be that for the total anosa, so it could be bachasam chutzalchol. You shouldn't say v'shem malchus, because it's unclear that total anosa, and it's a little unclear. That's why it's a tova meiti. It's like svarim. There's just a lot of hindrances. The guy got mitzvah tzedakah. That's not hana. Yishaldim is a. So therefore, the chorin suffered brachos achakel. Say without a shame of malchus. Adar v'she'en a choshev kolkach. When chaluk gets a robe, a regular jacket, or minalim, in shoes, on palios, gets socks. Mirish minalim katan shechovim of a regular, gets some sort of socks and slippers. Ein the baruch aleihem. So they say who adin that they say nowadays it's only things which are choshev to us, which would be a suit for Shabbos. Would be a dress, would be like a Shabbos dress for a girl, things like that where there's a lot of simcha. Not any klibi. Im hu'ani v'sameach b'hem givarech. However, if he's
quite possibly not the 27th suit that you have.
No, that's what we said before. Even if you have every suit, you could, you know, if it's a
person has simcha from it.
From it, yeah, it says it, that's what we have before, that even if he has more than one, You may, you know.
Just having a simcha from something that's miyuchad.
Right, right.
I think the Rabbi Chaim yes, he's not sound. He got a new suit, didn't say,
he didn't have a suit. That's not a suit. It could be thought as a chaluk, not an actual. You know, actually, have a nice suit. Also, it doesn't mean like a person has a weekday suit. You know, to wear during. I also don't know if a custom regular suit. It's like you have a nice suit, and then make it easier simpler. It's different, a different level. Yeah, it's nice to have something which is clean or something which fits you or whatever. But to have a Shabbos suit, you know, something for Shabbos. Like, usually they're nicer. And then the same, I don't know. That I'm not sure. But if he's an Ani, then he does make a. Let's make a bracha, because he doesn't have on any, even like socks or underwear, I don't know. Gavi Yishomim, feel ani in a bracha, chaluk unalim kadome. Some say even an ani doesn't make a bracha on these things. Maybe it's like a simple for him to get new socks. Okay, no, again, we don't make a bracha. Amine glomi lemi shalovish begachadash to valor tishadesh, right, or to, they say here, the tishadshi, or to tishadesh. Yeah, there's a minute to say that. That you should use it up and get a new one. Yishmi shekasa she'ein lo markein amanalim abegonim shenasi me'orishal behema. You don't make a bracha on things from animals. In kein ayu tzrichin lahomis behema acheres tchila she'chadash benu beged acher. Then you would have to go ahead and kill another animal. So anyway, this is here. This is the source of Chazal for pita or whatever. Rabbanim, you have to be makir. The idea of being makir, the idea that yes, animals are being killed for it. That wasn't the original tachlis of the bria. A person should have a sensitivity to it. See, racham v'kol ma'asav. V'nei atam cholush. Oh, but that's not so. That's tam cholush or inu nira. Kolach Rabbi Makpinin al shul amru, and they don't want to. They don't want to say it. So I guess it depends on how you feel. Okay, next is Reish Chavdal. You're into some interesting different types of brachos. Haroi Markulis Oshar Vodus Kachal Yomir Baruch Ata Hashem Kenan Al Chayilam Shenasan Erech Hapayin Leov David Soinai. All these brachos here, like the Rama said before, these are all Rishus. And all you wouldn't say with the shame, unless you know for sure this fits into the category. We see the Avodah Zarah Talmud, right? Even in Beit Shemesh, you know, there's the Minzar, the monastery, it overlooks half of Beit Shemesh. We see it all the time, you know. So you know, it's not a chiddush to us. To see these things, so you don't make a bracha on Erech Hapayim. Malcolm Shenak, Rabbeinu Avodah Zarah. If you see a place where the Avodah Zarah was destroyed, Inu Eretz Yisrael, or Mabrochas Hashem Kanal Chayilam, Sha'ak Avodah Zarah Me'Artzeinu. I don't know if it means if you were the Ifan Atikor, and sometimes they find old psalim and things, whatever, you make a bracha. I'm not sure. For example, I don't know. Maybe you make the bracha if you go to the in Paris to Notre Dame, which burnt down a few years back. You could say that. It's interesting that they said that that was the place where they decided to go ahead and to burn all the Gemaras. In time, we have a keynote about it on Tisha B'Av. So 800 years later, it was destroyed. There's actually was some remnants into it. I don't know.
There's also Mekomis in Rome itself, where they're actually, it's demarked, where they actually have massive burning.
Right. No, but my point being is that if you walk by that church in the Notre Dame in Paris, it's burned down for no reason. Could be you could say this bracha here about Shekhar, or at least the pasuk Shekharta or Yisrael Machon Hazeh, that you're oikir avodas kochavim. Hagavi nekra avodas kochavim machon echad and snur machon acher, but if they just stuck it somewhere else, I guess if you're in that part of the of Iraq or something, which Yitaka, I think they know where it is. I think Saddam Hussein was trying to rebuild it or something. So if Yitaka were there, Omer Baruch Shehichiv Beisro Shevuchadnetzar Arasha. Ra Gov Arayos Okiv Shanaesh, like we had before. Omer Baruch Shasanitzin of Tzadiki Vemekom Azeh. Ra Amachm Shehish Bebavel, Shekol Behema Shetavar Lav, Eni Yechol Lazuz Visham. There's some place in Bavel where the animals walk and they freeze. Unless you throw on them some of the dirt, that was a simon klala to Bavel. That it's like sleeping in the dust. Hashmei. This is the kiyum of this klala, and which okay, I don't know where it is in Bavel. If all this would happen, then you'd say Baruch Goizer Makayah. You could say other things also. Any other, you think you suddenly fulfilled some sort of nevuah of something or other, you could say Baruch Goizer Makayah also. Haroah Shishim Ribo Mi Yisra B'yachad Oyer Baruch Atah Hashem Kenem Al Chorilam Chachem Harazim. It's unclear whether you have to see the whole, everyone at once. This discussion is by Levayas, said by Ravaja Yosef Zotzal. He said there was 900,000, whatever. If I follow is, you know, you only saw a piece of them, this street, that street, would you make a bracha? I think it's a bit of a machlokes. Some say yes, some say no. I think some people did, some people don't. I don't know. If you're up on high and you see the whole city, then you would make a bracha, definitely. A lot of people made even this apart. Right? If you saw the Million Man March or something, I don't know, whatever, you would say this pasuk. Now, Baruch Chachma Yisrael, Oymer Baruch Atah Hashem Akenu Melech Ha'olam, Shechal V'Chachmasu L'Reyav. There's a bit of a machlokes about who you say the bracha on. It says anyone to say the bracha on. They say, some people said it on Reb Chaim, because it has to be a person who is Yir Shemayim, Shas and Peskim and even Kabbalah backwards and forwards, so we kind of fit that. Some people said it. Some people say we don't really say it. They said they asked Rabbi Yashim, can we make a bracha on you? And he said I would have made a bracha on Moshe Feinstein, but don't make a bracha on me. So it's unclear if some people say they didn't make a bracha on the Chazon Ish. Some people, will make a bracha, some people won't. It's a little bit unclear. I don't know. It's also not every gadol. Someone who's only like mamish, like a bucky and everything, and whatever. As I said, Chaim could be, Rabbi Yosef could be, but not everyone was such a. I don't know how much they know or not, but it's a shy level whether you make this bracha on everyone or not.
I understand from the story of that if you would ask
for
Moshe Feinstein,
you should ask for Moshe Feinstein
about saying a
Brahman
Rebbe
Yashar,
not him himself.
Right, okay, people asked him. I would have said on him. You're right. People. Some people ask strange questions to that they could be, they should have. I don't know. Anyway, Chachmei Umos Ha'olam, Ovdei Kochavim, someone who sees the Chachmei Umos Ha'olam, Shechachamim. the chachmas ha'olam, that the chavim in, they say the shiva chachmas. It's a machlokes. Some say only all the shiva chachmas, which are listed in different places of there's math, geometry, and music, and a few other things. I don't know. But I remember Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shenasu Chachmas Lebalsa V'Adam. And the question is, would you say it on some on a guy who's like a big professor, physicist? Not sure.
No, he's Jewish.
No, yeah, not Einstein is it's complicated because he's Jewish. Some say it's also I don't know Shever Chochmas. I don't know what he knew, but so I wouldn't because it's a suffix, I wouldn't say Shever Malchus even if you see a genius or whatever. Al Malcha Yisrael, Al Yerbaruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shechalach Bichvodo L'Reyav. If you see Malcha Yisrael, then you make a bracha. there is a thing they say that with mitzvah liyishtad liro is malachim feel machay umasoilam. So if you have a chance to see King Charles, Gesut the Hate, and I could be able to say Mishan Rabbi or something, but I don't know. Uncle Punish. I don't know. I don't think it means you have to fly to England and wait. But
medallions. I mean, it's a medallion.
Yeah. I don't know if you have to buy a ticket to London to see. There's a discussion about whether you make a bracha on the president. A lot of people say you do because the president has the right to go ahead and to pardon someone from the death penalty. So therefore, United States, or I don't know what it is in other countries. Here there's no death penalty. They say also a dictator, even though he doesn't have a malchus, someone who's a dictator, you also can make the bracha on because he has the power of life and death. Even if he doesn't have a melech, but you could still make the bracha on him. However, about Yisrael be Yeshuvan, could go and be Yeshuv by a Sheni. Amar Baruch Hashem Kamal Chayilam Matziv Gvul Amana. However, Chabana Amar Baruch Dain Hamis, and they say this is only be Yeshuvan. The place can say it's really only Bezvan. The Baruch is only Shach Bezvan Abayis. Even though nowadays things and people have nice houses here, whatever, it doesn't really. It's only Baruch is only when Beis Hamikdash was around, and otherwise you say Dain Hamis. I don't know if you go up to the park up here, you say Diana Amis and you see the Atiko, I don't know. I wrote about the of the Chachamim Yeshua and Rabbeis Gay and Nisach Hashem. You say the Hashem should knock down Beis Gayim. Bechubanam Oimer Kel Nakamos Hashem. Kel Nakamos Hashem. I wrote about Kibre Yisrael and Baruch Atah Hashem Akinu Melech HaOlam Asher Yotar Eschem Bedin, and the Nusach in the Siddur. Kibre Yav Dechavim Amir Bosha Imchem. I have to look up the Nusachos in the Siddur. Kol Baruch HaSariya Im Chazer V'ra'a Oysel Dabar V'stof Shal Shin Yom Enu Chaz V'Rech. We said before that if you see within 30 days you don't make a bracha. So even with the kever and all these things or whatever, so then you have to wait 30 days, you don't make a bracha.
No.
No.